producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station, or if you're joining us online at GCNLive.com, I want to thank you very much. This is the real joy in my life doing this show. I've been doing it for a long time. Started it back in 1992 and expanded it after the demise of the Motor Trend radio show and the Motor News Weekly show back in 2013. So we have grown a lot, and the past few months have been a little bit challenging for me with some technical issues, a lightning strike down here in Florida, and some other things. But I'm really working hard at some cool things that are going to be happening for 2016, and you guys are going to be a part of that. I can't tell you about it, but they're going to be very cool. And speaking about very cool, we've got an outstanding guest standing by to join us for the entire hour of the program. This hour of the program, we're going to be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're going to be talking about not only some of the new vehicles that Consumer Guide has driven in recent times, we're also going to look back at some trends and some cars from the 1970s, and we're going to talk about future collectibles. That's something that I get a lot of emails and a lot of telephone calls about, so if you're dialing us up toll-free at our regular number, we would love to hear from you, or if you're shooting us an email, don't be a stranger at any time. Email-wise, to remind you, it's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. If you have trouble with that, try Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Telephone-wise, wide open from all across North America, 855-660-4261. And if you're listening someplace outside of North America, if you log on to my website, also a work in progress, AutoWorldRadio.com. We actually have an international call-in line. If you're calling from out of the North American region, we're going to put you at the top of the list. Well, let's get to it. This gentleman is one of my favorites in the automotive world. He's publisher of Consumer Guide. Consumer Guide Automotive, a company and a product that I've been a huge fan of since I was a kid. And he has turned into a regular contributor here on the show. We always get great response anytime we welcome Tom Appel to the airwaves of Auto World. Tom, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Always a joy to join you on air.
Oh, thank you so much, my friend. Before we get into some really cool things we're going to be talking about today, just wanted to get your take on one of the stories that have been dominating the headlines over the past couple of weeks, a rather controversial one. Some people are calling it Smoggate, kind of taking a page from Watergate of the 1970s. But this is Volkswagen being caught doing something very clever, but very illegal as well. They actually, with their diesel vehicles here in the United States, which are wonderful vehicles to drive and marketed as being very clean, I can't find anything wrong with them, but a disturbing fact has arisen, and that's the fact that Volkswagen and their computer engineers developed technology in which they were able to put the vehicles into a special mode when they were being tested. Now, this is pretty cool stuff. Talk about 21st century stuff. Basically, the vehicle could sense when it was being tested that there was no one in the driver's seat, that the vehicle perhaps had something in its tailpipe. During that time, it went into its most smog-efficient mode, and then other times when it was not being tested, Volkswagen was cheating a little bit. What do you think about this, Tom? Lots of folks have voiced their opinion. I can't wait to hear yours.
Yeah, I wrote about this about a week ago, and I think my take might have been a little bit different than a lot of people's. I am a longtime Volkswagen fan, not as an auto writer, but just as a driver. I have owned several Volkswagens over the years, including a Scirocco and a Jetta GLX, and my wife and I currently own a Jetta Wagon TDI. So we're very invested in this, and I think that something to walk away from this with is that Volkswagen may have severed its relationship, I think, with enthusiasts and loyalists in this case. There's a lot of people who are impressed by how technically advanced they had to be to make this work. And sure, kudos to them for figuring a way around the test. But on the other hand, this wasn't as simple as just cheating on emissions testing. They have actually hurt their customers. And I think that's where the disappointment comes in. We've always assumed that the 2.0 TDI engine, which was sort of a little miracle, was just mm-hmm. a thing that worked because it was Volkswagen. It provided the fuel economy, it provided the performance and the affordability all in a simple package. It was kind of a little miracle package in Volkswagen products. And now we learn that maybe that's not the case at all, that it couldn't do all these things, that Volkswagen had to work a workaround. And I think that to a lot of loyalists, a lot of fans, and even a lot of journalists, Volkswagen has, I think, betrayed a lot of people. Owners are going to be hurt by this. They're going to be stuck with cars that are worth a little bit less. They're going to have to do a lot of work to get their cars into compliance, and we find out that the product isn't really the product we thought we were buying. And I think that's a shame, because I think Volkswagen had one of the best relationships with owners of any manufacturer going back decades.
It's a really good point. As I've said before on air, my wife, when I first met her in dating mode in 2004, had a new Beetle. She had actually two new Beetles during our dating and early marriage, and we are back to owning a Beetle, a second generation new Beetle, which she absolutely loves that vehicle. She's owned Jettas as well. She's a big Volkswagen person, kind of converted me over as well. Finely engineered, great handling vehicles, but this is not good news, and it's not good news not only for the Volkswagen brand, which has kind of cleared house at the top. They have a new CEO coming over from Porsche, but also kind of puts question marks about some of the other diesels out there and some of the other things that may be going on. I know they're denying it, but it brings the question, are the diesels from Mercedes-Benz, are the diesels from BMW, the diesels from Audi, the Chevrolet Cruze, are all these what they're supposed to be? Because they're just, like you say, I love these modern diesels. I mean, to me, I prefer them over hybrids any day of the week. And, sure. Computer technology is a sword that cuts both ways. It has given us an awful lot of great things. And it has also, in my opinion, done a lot of not-so-great things. And this is an example of not-so-great things. A lot of things in society have changed. A lot of things in the broadcasting world have changed because of computers and the dawn of social media and all this stuff. And, boy, sometimes, Tom, to be honest with you, I just wish we could roll the clock back a little bit and take away some of the stuff that's out there today, because it's almost like it's gone a little too far.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And thinking about this Volkswagen thing, I was thinking about the first Volkswagens that I sort of came to love myself. And I knew a guy who had purchased, I think, an 84 or 85, a Jetta. It was just a base Jetta GL. And the only things on that car were a 5-speed manual and a 1.8 engine with a Cagetronic fuel injection system. And it was one of the nicest cars I ever drove. And it was simple. And there was no computer controls, and there was no digital audio system. And in the very fundamental terms, it was one of the nicest cars I've ever spent time with.
Yeah, sometimes simplicity and purity is something to be embraced. Certainly being fortunate enough to be on the staff of Motor Trend for more than a decade and getting to go to all the great high-end events that surround the collector car hobby. You know, you're surrounded by a lot of millionaires and billionaires. And I can honestly say some of these folks aren't the happiest folks on the face of the earth. And you would be surprised that those folks folks more like you and me and our listeners who struggle from paycheck to paycheck and have a much more simpler life are actually happier folks. When we come back on the other side, let's talk about future collectibles, and then we're going to get into it, go back in time, and also talk about some cool new vehicles. What's Tom driven? I'll tell you what I'm driven. It's all straight ahead right here on Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
I want to salute all of our great radio stations who take us each and every week, including the information station AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. I just love that station. Kudos to everybody there, and thanks so much to Keith and the entire crew who do just such a wonderful job. Also want to salute KXEL in Iowa. You guys have been with me for decades, and I thank you so much for that. I want to say hello to everybody listening on all of our great affiliate stations across North America. Also want to salute some of our sponsors, folks that keep this program on the air, Reliable Carriers, J.C. Whitney, and some of our minor partners giving us prizes, Wash Drops, Busted Knuckle Garage, etc. Support to the advertisers on this show and on the station that you're listening to and the network you're listening to, because the radio business these days is a tough one, so we need your support. Let's talk more with our good friend Tom Appel, one of the regular contributors here on the broadcast. And I think rather than getting into the new vehicles right off the bat, we're going to talk a little bit about a subject, as I mentioned, I get a lot of questions about, and that's future collectibles. What new vehicles out there potentially could be future collectibles? And Tom, it kind of scares me when I hear about, you know, the demise. We all went through it. You and I both went through it back in the 1980s. We were told the V8 engine was dead. And, you know, nothing could be further from the truth when we look at what's happened over the last few decades with the V8 engine. We've been able to have our cake and eat it, too. But the upcoming governmental regulations are really clamping down with the corporate average fuel economy for 2025. So a lot of these beloved vehicles that we've really come to enjoy and dream about and hope someday that we'll own are going to be going away. And you guys just recently shined the spotlight on some of these future collectibles. We'll start with some of the more obvious ones. Boy, I have not driven this vehicle. I hope one of these days I get a chance to drive it, the 2015 Corvette Z06. I mean, who would believe this seventh-generation Corvette would give us a, not even a top-of-the-line model yet. I mean, there are rumors that there will be a ZR1 or perhaps something called the Zora in tribute to Zora Arkus Duntoff, the great engineer of the Corvette. But 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, 8-speed automatic, faster than the 7-speed manual transmission. Everybody that I've talked to that has driven this vehicle is in love with it, even people who do not like Corvettes. And when you see one of these vehicles on the showroom floor at an auto show, it is just a drop-dead gorgeous vehicle. There's no question that this is a future collectible.
Yeah, it is. What's impressive is that, as you mentioned, this is not even the top-of-the-line Corvette. We're due for something, either something along the lines of a ZR1 or, as you mentioned, something that might be called a Zora that should be faster still. And yeah, this is quicker than the previous generation ZR1 and surprisingly affordable, given that it is as competitive with any other vehicle built on the planet, and it's a Corvette, which is kind of nice. And it just occupies a very strange and very fascinating and I think honorable niche in the U.S. parlance of vehicles. Collectible Automobile, our sister magazine, takes time every 2 months to pick out a future collectible, and this was its choice a couple of months ago. And I love this choice because this is a vehicle that, you know, for less than $100,000, is playing on racetracks with vehicles that cost three or four or even $1 million. And it's a Chevy, and it's a small block V8 still, which is wonderful, and it's still a pushrod V8, which is, yeah, I think, a fascinating tidbit.
It is. Speaking of V8 engines, I am no question in love with the SRT products, in particular the Hellcats from FCA, the Fiat Chrysler Automobile Organization, the Dodge Charger and the Challenger, and certainly the Hellcat Challenger. I had one for a week, absolutely loved it. 707 horsepower. Mine was the manual. I actually prefer the automatic on that one, but This vehicle is rumored just to be around for a couple more years. And, of course, we're going to see the Roadhawk. They're going to put this engine finally in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. I understand it's going to be the most expensive Jeep ever offered to date. But once you get behind the wheel of this thing, it is addictive. And I hope and pray to God that perhaps I will someday get the chance to own one of these, because it's a hoot.
Incredible. And I just spent time, too, in the SRT Grand Cherokee at a racetrack. Thank you to Chrysler and thank you to the folks at Gingerman for that opportunity, because it was a blast to drive. And, of course, that's just the regular big Hemi, the 6.4-liter monster, the supercharger, of course, we're waiting for. But it is amazing what the engineers at Chrysler, Fiat Chrysler, have done to make this large crossover such an effective track machine. It defies logic, but it's a fascinating vehicle, and I would love to see the Hellcat engine under that hood.
It's going to happen. I have confirmed it within secret sources within FCA. We are definitely going to see that. And most recently, just a couple of weeks back, you guys wrote about this very interesting collaboration between Scion Toyota and Subaru with the Scion FRS and the Subaru BRZ. I've driven both of these cars pretty extensively, and they're fun cars for not a whole lot of money. I mean, if you're a power junkie like me, you kind of like a little bit more power. You know, being a Subaru fan, I kind of wouldn't mind to see this in all-wheel drive configuration. It's the only rear-wheel drive, non-all-wheel drive offering from the Subaru brand. But I wonder how long they're going to keep these in production. I don't see them on the road that much. I don't know how well they're selling. So I think this is a good choice here, 2013 to 2015, Scion FRX and Subaru BRZ.
Yeah, I'm so happy that this tie-up, this union of Toyota and Subaru took place. But as you mentioned, it's not a big selling vehicle, and I think the development of this vehicle has completely stopped. There is no all-wheel drive version in the works, which is interesting because that's what Subaru is known for. They haven't even worked with a turbocharged engine yet, or a convertible is in the discussions, but that's fallen away too. And, you know, for people who don't know, this is a rear-drive car with a flat-four engine, available with a manual transmission, and there's just a lot here. Just the chemistry of this vehicle is so unique, and it's so interesting, and it's such a delightful driver's car. It's a blast to drive, even with the automatic transmission. Buyers are not snapping these up, and I think that this was a very short-term experiment, and we're going to miss these when they're gone.
Yeah, definitely, and I've driven some of the limited edition models of these, and they're good-looking vehicles, too. I mean, arguably, I think this is the best-looking Scion produced to date, and arguably, I'd say it's the best-looking Subaru produced to date, certainly sports car-like, but definitely a great choice. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide Automotive. Tom, remind folks about all the great stuff that they can find at the Daily Drive and all the wonderful work you and your team do there at Consumer Guide Automotive.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, Consumer Guide's been around since 1967. We were once famous for our monthly customer shopping guides. We are now completely online. We are at consumerguide.com. That's all our new car and used car reviews. We're also at the CG Daily Drive, where we do extended drive reports. We try to have some fun, talk about some old cars. And my rant and wine about what Volkswagen just did is up there as well.
Everybody check it out. Consumerguide.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. You got to check it out and check out the Daily Drive, the blog section, where you can read about some of the test drives. This is what Consumer Guide does so well. I mean, there are so many places you can go for test drive evaluations. Some of them are good. Some of them are great. Some of them are fair. Some of them are terrible. But this is one of the best spots on the entire Internet, and you can really trust these guys, because the folks at Consumer Guide are true professionals. They're not just some folks that put up a website and call themselves automotive journalists, because there are a lot of folks out there that do that these days. Before we talk about some of the vehicles that Tom and his staff have driven recently, what have I driven? Yeah. I'm behind on my reviews. I need to get them up at epictimes.com, but I'm very lucky. This past week I've had a Porsche Cayenne S, and I hadn't had a Porsche since I lived back in Boston, so it's been a number of years, and I hadn't been in this second generation of the Cayenne at all, and very impressed, and it reminds me, you know, this is a V6 twin turbo, more than 400 horsepower, the interior inspired by the Panamera. This is just right up there. I mean, if performance is your thing, I always say, you know, the ultimate SUV, I mean, if you're going to be going off-road and money's no object, or if you want, you know, the status symbol, I usually point direction in the Range Rover category. But boy, just being in this Cayenne reminds me how everything that Porsche does, from interior execution to driving dynamics to build quality, you know, I remember the old tagline from some of their print advertisements when I was a kid, you know, nothing even comes close. And it is true. I mean, Porsche is just a miraculous company.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I had spent some time, previous generation, Porsche Cayenne GTS with a manual transmission. And the vehicle seemed almost as if it didn't exist. Where would you find a crossover this large with a manual transmission, much less with a V8 under the hood? And it was truly a fascinating and delightful vehicle to drive. And you know, the Cayenne is antithetical to what Porsche was, and a lot of people know that and understand that. But as someone at Porsche once said, we sell Cayennes so that we can build 911.
Yep.
But that said, yes, there's nothing really that disappointing about the Cayenne, except that it's not a sports car by definition. It does what it needs to do so well, and yet you can put four or five people in the vehicle, and they're very much Porsches. They haven't sold out in any way, except that they've changed the exterior design and sort of fundamental architecture of the vehicle, but it still works, and I don't think that Porsche has anything to be ashamed of.
Absolutely not, and I like this second generation better than the first. They've done an outstanding job. The week before, I had a Mini Cooper S, a four-door, and a manual gearbox, and this is a really fun car. It's a tight car, you know, for Americans, but lots of cool little touches, aesthetic touches, very well done with its switch gear. A lot of little funkiness going on there with the dashboard, a little Tokyo by night meets British roots of many, many years ago. But it was a fun car. I enjoyed that one. And then I had a week recently in another one of my favorite sport utility vehicles, much more affordable, Ron Burgundy's ride, and that was the Durango, and it was just a V6 Durango, but what a great value for the money that is. So those are some of the vehicles that I've driven, but you've driven some ones that I have yet to sample, including the 2016 A6, so the 3-liter turbo. I have not been in this generation of the A6, and Audi, boy, talk about a car company that has exploded. You and I go back to the times when they started very humbly with the Fox and the 100 and other, you know, guised up Volkswagens, and now they're a full brand with everything from the A3 to the R8, and lots of folks love the A6. What was your take on this A6 3-liter Quattro?
Yeah, love's a pretty good word for it, too. I don't know if I go as far as love, but it is a very impressive vehicle. The Audi A6 was updated slightly for 2016, mostly styling changes and some technical improvements. And this remains Audi's midsize vehicle. It's midsize sedan. Ours was the 3-liter 6, and that's the 3.0-liter supercharged 6, even though they call it a 3.0T, good for 333 horsepower. That's automatically mated to their Quattro drivetrain and 8-speed automatic transmission. And our car came with a couple of things, including the Prestige package, which is their highest trim level, plus the S-Line Performance package, which gets you larger wheels and tires, plus the performance suspension. Additionally, our car came with the 20-inch wheels and tires, taking you up yet one more inch in wheel diameter. Really a delight to drive. The power is perfect. The 8-speed automatic and the supercharged V6 work perfectly together. This is a quick car with just incredible responsiveness. Additionally, and I want to give kudos to Audi for this, the stop-start system on the 3-liter V6 is as flawless as these get. Stop-start, as anyone knows who's encountered it, bit of a hassle, saves you some gas at stoplights, obviously, but it can be very irritating when it's not smooth, but Audi seems to have conquered that problem.
That's great. Also, recently I had to take a long drive in a Subaru Crosstrek, which is a very affordable and a fun car with all-wheel drive. You can read about that coming up soon at epictimes.com. But you can check out all the reviews from Consumer Guide at the blog at consumerguide.com. Let's talk about the next one. We talked about the VW diesel fiasco, but we don't have to worry about any fiascos with this. This is the 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee Eco Diesel. Talk about a great power plant. Does get a little bit pricey, but talk about great technology.
Yeah, this is the Grand Cherokee, which is a fine vehicle by all accounts. You mentioned the Durango, and this shares that architecture. This is very similar to the Durango in technological architecture. But the Grand Cherokee can be had with this 3-liter V6, turbocharged V6 dealer's diesel, supplied by Via Motori of Italy. And it is a fascinating little engine in that it develops all sorts of torque. It moves the Grand Cherokee with wonderful authority. There's no reason, if you've driven this, that you want to consider the Hemi engine, because this is nearly as strong. Additionally, this big 5,000 vehicle returned 24 miles per gallon, actually 23.6 miles per gallon in Consumer Guide Care, which is really impressive.
It certainly is. Let's talk about another recent test drive from Consumer Guide. This is the flagship sedan from Lexus, and you guys had a vehicle coming in at $80,630. This is the Lexus LS460. It's got the new front-end treatment from Lexus, and certainly if you enjoy quiet and if you enjoy a nice ride, Lexus does this vehicle extraordinarily well and has a lot of repeat customers.
Yeah, we drove what was essentially a base LS, the short wheelbase model, with all-wheel drive, which cuts into the horsepower a little bit. You're down to 360 horsepower, I think, from the 4.6-liter V8. And as you mentioned, this is all about isolation. It's about quietness, it's about isolation, and it's about just an incredibly serene drive. It's nothing like an S-Class, a Mercedes-Benz S-Class, or a BMW 7 Series, and that the road feel isn't there, the responsiveness isn't there. Instead, they've gone for just very dedicated luxury, and in that pursuit, I think they've achieved exactly what they were looking for. If you're just looking for a large, comfortable, opulent sedan, this is a great way to go. Additionally, as silly as this sounds, at $80,000, it's kind of a deal in this class.
Yeah, I know in today's world that's a hard thing to realize, but believe it or not, what Tom is saying is true, because a lot of the stuff that you get standard on the Lexus is going to cost you more in other brands, and at $80,000, this is a very, very well-equipped vehicle. You've got a great story up that you just put up a few days back about vanishing vinyl, aftermarket Lando, market fading fast. When we come back, we'll talk about America's quite a long love affair with the Landau roof and how it seems to be slowly fading into the past. If you owned a Landau roof vehicle, especially one that was aftermarket fitted, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No, 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 no.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dinovite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dinovite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dinovite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dinovite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Live all across North America. You don't find that too much on the weekends. Lots of shows are pre-produced, recorded during their week, but we're here for you, taking your telephone calls, 855-660-4261, bob at boblongradio.com. A number of folks have chimed in via email about vehicles that they have owned in their lifetime that had Landau roofs or vinyl roof treatments, especially from the factory. I know my parents loved T-Bird. That was the family car for my family in Needham, Massachusetts when I was growing up, and this was the era of the larger birds, and my parents were older. So I have to stop and think. Let's see, our 71 T-Bird had, 68 I don't think had a Landau roof. The 71 did, the 73 did, the 79 did, the not so great 82 did, and then the 85 did not. But there was a time when folks absolutely loved this look of, you know, turning a sedan into a convertible-esque looking vehicle. And I know my mom used to talk about, you know, going way back into the 1930s and 40s, that they used to offer these four-door, you know, convertibles. They were called Phaetons back then. And it seems like the vinyl roof treatment, as you say, it's fading away. I would imagine, just with the aerodynamics of some of the newer vehicles today, every now and then I'll see like a Cadillac CTS with one, and it just plain looks very awkward. It's a hard thing to pull off, and I would imagine probably older folks are the ones that are going for this. What have you found in your research, Tom?
Well, based entirely on anecdotal evidence, and Consumer Guide headquarters is in the west side of Chicago. Actually, it's in the suburb of Lincolnwood, Illinois, which is populated by a much older population. And we see just a shocking number of these vehicles that were aftermarket converted to vinyl. And, but based on observation, entirely on anecdotal evidence, the owner base for those vehicles is much older. And I'm not sure when the last factory-produced vinyl vehicle was, but I think it was a Grand Marquis sometime in the 90s. And since that time, people who like that style, who like the vinyl look, have sought it out in the aftermarket. And dealerships are making a lot of money, up to $3,000 a car, having this installed on people's cars, at the dealership or by an aftermarket converter. But I had opportunity just to speak to a converter recently, and he's like, I don't even stock the stuff anymore, the vinyl, and what he needs to do the installation. He has to special order it because the demand has dropped. So we're probably seeing the very end of this strange phenomena of converting brand new vehicles into what was once known as a Landau or a vinyl roof.
Another great story that you have up looking back in automotive history. I love coupes, and coupes are not as popular today as they used to be. And there was a time when not only you could get the sporty coupes, but you could get large coupes. And you've got a story up written a few days back. Fit and trim, the General Motors B-body coupes of 1977. And, today when you look at these vehicles, wow. This is, a very large vehicle. This was at the kind of the beginning of the downsizing process, believe it or not. I remember when they downsized the 77 T-Bird. I mean, it was still a gigantic vehicle by today's standards, but back then that was like, ooh, that was a bold move. And the same thing is true with the Impala. And when I see this 77 Impala coupe that you've got up there, boy, we don't see anything like that today. I mean, stylistic, with the long front hood with a very large trunk and with two doors. I mean, it was a styling statement, and to me, they're cool.
Yeah, I think they're very cool. And if you read the comments on this article, you'll find that a lot of people thought these were cool. And the General Motors B-bodies were one of the earlier success stories of the downsizing era. You had mentioned that your father had an 82 Thunderbird, and that's often looked back upon as one of the less successful downsizing efforts when they moved the legendary Thunderbird down to what was the Fox Body Fairmont platform. But in this case, the General Motors downsizing of these B-bodies was considered very successful. They were space efficient and good looking, still look like large cars, just a little bit less bloated than the GMs of the past.
And also, from the Buick side of the fence, there was a LeSabre. You could get a coupe, a custom coupe, or a sport coupe. They were in the $5,000 range. And, the Buick had the venti ports, and then they actually had, I don't know if they were true cast aluminum wheels, but they certainly had the look of sporty wheels. They may have been hubcaps back then, but a very sporty appearance with lots of chrome. And then the Oldsmobile Delta 88, and here's a vehicle that you've got shown in 77 Delta 88, the Royale Coupe. This one would set you back $5,363. Again, it had the pseudo mag wheels. This one had a sunroof, and this one had the half Landau roof. So you were really living it up with this.
Yeah, these are some fantastic cars. And the interesting thing about these, too, is that these were off one architecture, but there were five different models based on it. And General Motors bothered at the time to actually, four different models. They all had four distinct roof lines. And what the Chevy had that people love when they look back is that bent glass treatment.
Oh, yeah.
Where the rear glass
cutting
actually
edge.
Has a crease in it.
cutting-edge stuff, absolutely. Even by today's standards, that was very tricky. When I look at the picture of the Pontiac Catalina and Bonneville, as you point out, all these different models from GM all had distinctive flavors. This one had rear fender skirts on it and, you know, lots of use of two-tone paint. And, boy, I don't think we'll ever see these large coupes again. It's funny how, you know, folks have drifted away from coupes into, of course, the crossovers dominate. But, you know, one thing I noticed, you know, having a youngster, a five-year-old, when she's in my wife's new Beetle, it's actually safer because, you know, it's like me. When I was a kid, I was in the backseat of a T-Bird. There's no door, you know, so you can't accidentally open a door, be putting your windows up and down or causing general mayhem. You know, with the new vehicles, a lot of them have the child safety latches on the four doors, thank God, but a lot of people don't even know that they're there. But that was one safety element of these large coupes, is that you could have a family with kids in the backseat and they were basically trapped.
That was actually my parents' argument for owning coupes, was that my daughter, my sister, and I were safer in the backseat because we couldn't get out or sneak out.
Exactly. Yeah, because my daughter will do everything under the sun to try and get out, and you know, it's a scary thing. Getting back to some new vehicle test drives, the 2015 Toyota Prius C. This is the smallest of the Prii, the C variant. This one, it was a top of the line model that you tested. Ended up costing $26,579 with options, but you can get this for just a little over $20,375. What do you think about the Prius C?
Like the Prius C a lot. I was impressed by basically its drivability. It looks like a smaller car or more cramped vehicle than it is, but the performance is fine and the fuel economy is absolutely phenomenal. We actually got an even 50 mpg across three drivers. You do run into an interesting phenomenon, though, and that's the diminishing returns situation, where a car isn't going to get a lot smaller or a lot more efficient or a lot lighter than a standard Prius. And we ran into that here. 50 mpg, we're not doing a lot better in the Prius C than we might in the regular mid-size Prius. It is a little less expensive, but it's also a little less powerful and a little less roomy. So I think you have to be pretty hardcore dedicated to fuel economy to make this step down from the standard Prius, which is a fine vehicle. Also a vehicle that's about to be redesigned, but we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, all new Prius is around the bend. We can't wait to hear about that one. 2015 Ford Mustang EcoBoost convertible. I have not driven the 2015 Mustang. Matt Lever, the head of the press fleet for Ford, you know, please send me one down here in Florida to drive. This vehicle has grown on me tremendously stylistically. When I first saw it, I was like, okay, you know. But on the road, it's actually sexy in coupe form and in convertible form. It is probably the sexiest Mustang design ever, and it's the first Mustang with independent rear suspension on all models. So you guys had the EcoBoost, the 2.3 liter, which puts out a lot of punch. This one added up with a lot of options to $42,000 from its $34,800 base price. But how was the EcoBoost, and would you buy one of these, Tom?
I would, and I think that if it were my money, I might go with an EcoBoost on the manual transmission. I really enjoyed, ours was convertible with the automatic. I enjoyed the engine a great deal. The 2.3 liter EcoBoost is good for, I think, 315 horsepower, making it the mid-level engine between the standard 3.7 and the V8, the 5-liter V8. And it works very well. It makes a nice sound, which a lot of turbos will quell the exhaust note to a point where it's a little disappointing and you don't get that response, but it sounds good.
Hold that thought, Tom. It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.